From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy.
Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Brian Suddeth, the president of Miller Construction. Brian, welcome.
Thank you, Abby. Pleasure to be here today.
You know, when we met you for our Invest Greater Fort Lauderdale report, you spoke about redevelopment and the idea of taking some of the older product that exists in Broward County and doesn't really meet the needs of current distribution focus, demo and redevelop it to meet the growing demand for the last mile distribution of next day deliveries. Have you seen an uptick in this redevelopment work since we last spoke? And how important do you think this work will be to the economic recovery and continued growth of Broward County?
That's a great question, Abby. And we have seen an uptick. And it's not just been maybe as much a redevelopment or a new development, but historically, a lot of the industrial sites that are available here in our area are out west. But last mile distribution, you got to get that product right to the east side, to every neighborhood throughout Broward County. And, you know, one thing that this pandemic has done is it's made e-commerce really become a boom. This industrial distribution has become a gem of the market.
Absolutely.
And, it goes back to everyone orders from their smartphone, tablet, computer. It's not just young people. It's not just techie people. I mean, it's parents, it's kids, it's everybody in every demographic is using this, and they're doing it daily. And to make it successful, you know, and obviously Amazon is the biggest name that we see right now. But they want to move it from next day to same day delivery. And so the entire supply chain has been affected. And the buildings, especially on the eastern side of Fort Lauderdale or any Broward County, have been here for 30, 20, 40 years. And what we see being built today is the clear heights are a lot taller than they used to be. They're putting in mezzanines to support conveyor equipment. They've got spanning out the column spans. It's the technologies that they're using inside these buildings. I mean, there's robots. There is very high-speed automated conveyors where when the product leaves a truck, it's in another truck in less than a minute. And, you know, the buildings built previously weren't designed for this. And the trucks that are accessing this, it can be anywhere from an 18-wheeler to a van or some combination of that. So when you look at the technologies, you look at the demand that, you know, our society is looking to get, and you look at how they're having to do it, it's definitely affected last mile and the supply chain to make sure the last mile can get those products in a timely fashion has really been, I think, spurred the growth or maybe even just continued the growth that we've seen in the industrial development here in Broward County and throughout South Florida.
Have the events and challenges of the last year transformed or influenced the design of your ongoing projects within the office and industrial spaces? And what changes do you expect to be temporary and what changes do you expect to be permanent?
You know, I think the biggest change that we've seen, this biggest influence this past year, maybe hasn't been the change to try to like speculate what's going to be needed in the future, but just building more so to a need. You know, we already talked about what's happening because of this pandemic in the e-commerce world and the increased demand that has happened from that. And honestly, we were already moving in that direction. So I think industrial has just continued to kind of double down on what was already happening. As it relates to office, I think there's a ton of uncertainty. You know, when we look at what very little office product that we're seeing right now being built, the interior designs of it, honestly, haven't changed all that much. The flex space was already kind of happening. I think most of the debate really goes back to, do we go back to the old way? Do we keep working in the office? There's a lot of pros to that. Then you have a lot of people that say, well, working remotely, you know, certain age groups definitely like that. Do we make that become more than normal? And there's some pros and cons as it relates to that. Most of the thought that I've heard and kind of been is people want to get back to the office, and, you know, and the pros are outweigh maybe some remote, but it could be a combination. But until this uncertainty, there's too much money that goes into the investment that I don't think we're going to see a major change. What little change I can say that I have seen in the office side of things is people are looking maybe more towards single tenant buildings instead of multi-tenant, but I haven't seen too many people act on it. We've seen maybe more of a pickup in suburban office, but people haven't acted. So I still think, especially in the office side, it's just been, no one really knows where it's going to go, and no one has really truly changed the design, at least from what we've seen in our exposure.
Brian, during the Great Recession, the construction industry was one of the hardest hit and had a ripple effect that caused lack of skilled laborers that is still felt today. Given the nature of the most recent economic downturn and how different it was from the Great Recession, given that in construction, the jobs were deemed as essential occupation, do you believe that the challenges of this year could actually transform the mindset of young adults to further consider a career in skilled trade labor, as it now may be considered recession resistant?
You know, I don't know if we're recession resilient, but definitely being deemed essential was such a huge, huge part of what we happened to us in this industry. And I give the ABC Contractors Association a big part of making that happen, and the other trade groups that we have. But listen, this thing has affected the economy. We still don't know the bottom of it. You know, the restaurant and hospitality industries have really, I mean, just been devastated from so many ways. And those people need to get to work. And construction's busy. And so hopefully it opens up the avenues to come into construction. You know, for so long, construction's been looked at, you know, not even from a skilled trade, it's from a management standpoint. You know, the people want their kids going to college to be doctors and lawyers and other professionals, and they overlook the unbelievable opportunities that construction offers for people. And it's all skill sets. It goes from laborers to skilled tradesmen. In the management, it can provide an amazing income for you and your family to live off of. I don't wish bad to any sector of our economy, but if there's one bright spot that maybe could open up people's eyes to construction, if that comes to our industry, it would be wonderful. And because I do believe we do have a wonderful industry with high wages and high demand, and we are essential, and hopefully we continue to be that way. So yeah, I you know, that could get some good momentum.
This season is obviously about transformation. And while we've talked a lot about professional transformation, I'd like to end by asking you about your own personal transformation this past year.
You know, I mentioned earlier transformation, you know, I think you just learn. Every day you learn, so you become better and you transform. And, you know, what I've learned is the changes that we're faced with is that you had to continue to be really persistent. And at the same time, you had to be really resilient to be able to adapt to that change. I've always said, once you spend time with your management team, your project teams to develop a plan, as soon as you start implementing that plan, the one thing you have to know is you're going to adapt. But what this pandemic is, you adapted faster and you have adapted differently. Absolutely. Than you ever imagined in your life. I mean, I never imagined I'd wear a mask. I wasn't a doctor. I never thought things like that would occur. And the first week after March 17th, when school started to close, Tuesday morning, we ordered 2,000 face shields for our workers on job sites. It wasn't gloves. It wasn't high vis. It wasn't hard hats. It was face protection. It was masks and buffs so we could get them out to keep ourselves being essential. And from that, it just ballooned to a change every day. When I think about it, you know, you had to stay resilient. You had to stay persistent looking at your goal. But I think the hardest part was how hard it was on our people, on our kids at home, my wife at home, you know, everyone else's families. And so as fast as you were adapting, as fast as you were trying to stay the course, to achieve your company's goals and to keep it a valid business, you had to really look at how these changes were affecting your people, make sure you're communicating to your people, make sure you're listening to your people more than ever before. I give our team great credit for doing that, because we came through this thing, I think, hopefully through, I don't know if we're through, but we came through it really well, and I'm really proud of what everyone did, and I really think it's because we cared not just about our team, we cared about every influencer, every worker.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.